Harris surrogate Kana, she needs to say what her economic agenda is. I hope it's this week or convention week. By Ian Hanchett on August 5, 2024. On Monday's broadcast of CNN's The Source, Harris campaign surrogate Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, said that 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris needs to do press conferences and interviews on the economy, and he hopes this week or certainly on convention week that she'll talk about what the agenda is. Host Caitlin Collins asked, "I wonder, how soon do you think that she should be doing press conferences and interviews to talk about where she stands and how she views what happened today in the market, but also the economy overall?" Khanna answered, "I absolutely think she needs to do it. We're running a future versus past race, but we also have to have a concrete economic vision for the future that's going to help working class and middle class Americans. Now, let me just say, on the stock market crash, you had a crash three times as big in 2018 under Donald Trump. So, the markets go up and down. And the large problem here was that the Fed was too late in raising rates, and now they've been too slow in cutting rates, and you also had a situation in Japan where the interest rate went up, and that's partly what caused some of the liquidation. So, there are a lot of complex factors. But I think the key is that Vice President Harris needs to talk about what she's going to do on rents, what she's going to do on the interest rates on credit cards, what she's going to do for grocery prices, and put out a clear, bold economic vision." Collins followed up, "And how soon do you, personally, as someone who's out there advocating for her on the campaign trail, how soon do you want to see that?" Khanna responded, "Well, look, she just became the nominee. She's had to pick the vice president, but I hope this week or certainly on convention week, as she's hitting her stride, that she'll talk about what the agenda is. And that should include strengthening Social Security and Medicare. It should include capping rents with rents that have been outrageous. It should include caps on people's credit card bills and the interest rates that credit card companies are charging. It should include going after price gouging, because people are paying too much still for groceries. We have to understand people are still hurting out there, and we need to address that issue." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.